Listener Production.
G'day, I'm Dan McRae with your local news. Firstly, two patients are being assessed after a crash in Granville this morning. Early reports say two vehicles collided on the corner of Cambridge and Odessa Streets at about 5:40. The two patients are stable. To other news, and the Ethical Standards Command is investigating after police shot and killed a man at a rest stop on the side of the Bruce Highway near Miriam Vale. It's alleged the man pulled a gun on two officers before they opened fire yesterday morning. The Bruce Highway was closed from 11 a.m. but has now reopened. And the Forensic Crash Unit's investigating after a fatal crash on the Bruce Highway near Gingin. A Holden Commodore smashed into a tree at about 3 p.m. yesterday. The male driver was the only one in the car and was declared dead at the scene. If you have any info that could help police, please contact them. Two teenagers that have both pled guilty in relation to the death of Fraser Coast man Scott Cabri will be sentenced in a Brisbane court in July. Ty Porter pled guilty to the charge of manslaughter in the Supreme Court yesterday. It's after his co-accused, a 17-year-old, pled guilty to murder last month. Scott's body was found at the boat ramp at Howard last year. At the time, it was alleged the teens were passengers in his rideshare vehicle. To other news, a man has been flown from Garrie to Hervey Bay Hospital after being bitten by a snake. The Bundy-based Life Flight Chopper responded to the call out at around 4 yesterday afternoon, picking the man up from the western side of the island. He was taken to the Hervey Bay Hospital in a stable condition. And finally, a Bundy agronomist has accused the Big Two supermarkets of bully boy tactics in a submission to the Supermarket Pricing Select Committee. The committee's goal is to understand and address problems around the price at the checkout and is continuing regional hearings today. In Judy Plath's submission yesterday, she slammed the Big Two, saying they force farmers to take a lower price so their profits remain healthy.
If Australia really values fruit and vegetable growers producing fresh, clean, green product, then we have to start seeing farmers being paid properly.